Can you really offer no details on the hospital that the U.S. accuses Russia of hitting?
We're going to stand by Mr. Kirby's words.
You're not even going to say where it is, that hospital that you are saying Russia hit?
What we're saying is that we have seen information that Russia is targeting civilian infrastructure.
But he spoke about NGOs
on the ground, as well as open source reporting on that.
He spoke about a specific hospital in Syria. Where exactly is it? What details can you offer about that hospital?
Again, I'm not going to get into this sort of detail of operational assessment for this. Maybe you should speak to the Russians on their targeting.
Well, they have.
Clearly, either she or her colleagues have spoken to the Russians about it, and they say that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Isn't it incumbent on you to come up with even a location? It doesn't seem like it would be that difficult or violate any kind of intelligence sources and methods to say where exactly it is that you're talking about when you make the accusation. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is you've just expanded it quite broadly to say not just hospitals. You said that the Russians are actually targeting civilian infrastructure.
Thank you, Matt. Actually, the Russians have hit. Thank you for the.
Are they targeting?
They've hit.
Okay, so they're not targeting civilian infrastructure.
No, and thank you for that,
ma'am. Well, details are especially relevant. This morning, the Russian Defense Ministry has released images and video of the hospital in Sarmin, which was allegedly hit by Russia. And these images, they show the building of the hospital, which doesn't look like it was recently bombed. I printed them out just in case you haven't seen them. I can show them. Can you see why it's important for the U.S. to show its evidence of the alleged destruction of a hospital by Russia?
How about this? I'll take your question. If there's information we can share, we'll get back to you. Okay.